This is KUT. Travis County doesn't have to wait to address racial disparities in maternal mortality. That's what a group of mothers, healthcare professionals, and policymakers said at Houston-Tillotson University yesterday. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on the measures they say Austin can take to stop more Black women from dying while pregnant or shortly after giving birth.
In Texas, Black women account for a small fraction of births, but make up about a third of the maternal deaths. Marsha Jones is with the AFIA Center. It's a nonprofit focusing on reproductive health for Black women. And she says Black women are dying regardless of their social status. She points to years of institutional racism and personal prejudice, saying it stacked the deck against Black women seeking medical care when they're pregnant.
My education and even my social circle won't buy me out of this. It won't get me out of this.
Jones spoke at a summit called Time to Stand Up for Black Mothers at Houston-Tillotson Tuesday. She told the crowd that big changes are needed. She says these racial disparities are rooted in very old problems.
It's systemic. It's not going to be fixed Black woman to Black woman, Black man to Black man. It's not going to be fixed that way. We have to literally deconstruct the system that's been put up.
During the summit called Time to Show Up for Black Mothers, there was a large discussion about the scope of the problem facing Black mothers. But there was also talk about some of the things that could be done at a local level. Dr. Joya Creer-Perry says she worked with cities looking to tackle this issue.
There's actually a movement towards that. I'm working with the New York City Health Department, and they have put together a maternal mortality task force, and they have experts coming nationally, who I'm one of them, but they also have local folks, and they started with just counting the data.
Creer-Perry says the city government collected data from local hospitals, asking for information about women who died during childbirth, as well as instances where women almost died. And that data helped the city come up with a game plan for how to change things. Creer-Perry says it's easier to mobilize smaller communities as opposed to a giant state like Texas. And she says Austin is in a good position for taking this on.
And you have motivated individuals and motivated systems here who want to see improvement and want to see work happen. So it's now just building on that momentum and getting it going.
And she says a local approach would also make sure the city is addressing problems specific to this area. For example, Africa Farrow with Austin's Public Health Department pointed out that a lot of the Black community in Austin has been displaced and is now further away from some of the bigger healthcare providers. She says an approach to tackling racial disparities in maternal health outcomes should take into account that many Black mothers in this area are moving to more rural areas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.